You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
She says, no name, please. I won't wait. I'm going to wait to tell you what I want to call her until I'm done reading the letter.
All right.
But she starts by writing, boys with a Z.
Okay.
That's what she says, boys with a Z.
Got it.
Would you keep dating someone if they had a smell that just didn't sit right with you? Now, before I read any more of her note, let's just answer that question.
Well, it depends on what the smell is. I mean, if I got a girlfriend and she smells like the Cinnabon, I'm staying with her for sure.
Yeah, but she says if it's a smell that just didn't sit right with you. Scent is important.
Depends on how pretty that person is.
I don't think so.
Really? Can't get past the stank.
Well, I mean, when the lights are off, I mean, then it's, what are you left with? You're left with touch and smell and sound.
Why do you leave your lights off? So they don't have to look at you, right?
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to her note. She says, I was set up by a mutual friend with a guy who's really good looking.
Right on.
He's nice and he makes good money, but, it's always a but he works with horses. And every time I've been with him, he smells like horses. It's to the point that I actually made an excuse to not see him over the weekend because I didn't want to smell that smell.
Oh, man.
She writes, I think it has stuck to him because he smells that way even after he showers. She says, Do I just get used to it? Do I break up with him? Or do I offer some solutions to him at the risk of hurting his feelings? Help a girl out. So she says, no name, please. But I think after all of that, we really should call her Mary.
Oh.
Get it? Mary.
Nay. Oh, God. So this guy smells like the stock show coming at you hot and heavy, huh?
Yeah, he's a barn, man.
But he sounds like he's a sexy cowboy, so she's essentially shacking up with Rip or Casey, John Dutton here.
Yeah, but those guys smell like horses, too.
Exactly. So wouldn't you want to be with a sexy cowboy?
Although that dude, Rip, he smells like money these days, probably.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I feel bad. I mean, this guy is just trying to make a living, and he's helping people with the equine community. You know what she needs to do is she just needs to go with him and start working with the horses as well. Then she gets a little of the stank on her, too. Go roll around in the oats, in the poo.
I'm going to throw this out there to our listeners. I mean, we've done shows before about, you know, the odd quirky things that made you stop seeing someone. Mm-hmm. Has anyone in our listening audience stopped seeing someone for a similar reason? It doesn't have to be horses, but it just could be it was a scent that, as Mary says, doesn't sit right with her.
Yeah, so you want to do that? Or should we give Mary some suggestions as well?
I'll take all of the above.
Anything. Should she leave
this
guy? She's
asking for a variety of things. Do I get used to it? Do I break up with them? Do I offer solutions? Can I offer a movie suggestion to our listeners right now? Will you allow that, Jeremy?
What is it?
There's a movie recommendation I would like to make along these lines. It's not what the movie is about, but it's a key element in the movie. It came out like 25 years ago. It's called Waking Ned Divine.
Okay.
It's a little indie film set in Ireland. You definitely have to watch it with the closed captions on. Because even though it's in English, you're going to want to have the captions on to understand. But one of the subplots of that movie is Sweet Maggie, who's got a thing for Finn. But the problem is Finn is a pig farmer. And no matter what he does, he can't get the stink of the pigs off of him.
Okay.
And Maggie's like, I can't do it. I just can't do
it. When it's animal stink, I mean, I'll give Mary credit for this. I mean, the animal stink, it does. I mean, that's like, that's pungent. That'll stick around for a while. Anyway. You know, I've mentioned many times before that the young lady that cuts my hair, the barbershop is right next to a Subway. They share walls. And you leave that place smelling like bread, and I'm there for 15 minutes getting my hair cut. And she has mentioned many times that she goes home and her boyfriend hates it because she smells like bread.
And why would he hate that?
I know. I'm like, you smell like bread. That'd be pretty good, I think. But now she says he hates it, so she's dealing with it. She smells like bread.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see what our listeners think about this. Rose, good morning. Welcome. What do you think? What should Mary do?
Good morning. I don't know. I don't know if she should stick around. I mean, especially with the animal thing, I'd be worried if he is showering effectively. And then, I mean, like...
Hold on a second.
Showering effectively.
I would be worried if he was showering effectively.
I mean, it sounds like he is showering, but it's just sticking around. I mean, it's going to be on all of his clothes. It's going to be in his car.
It can get into your pores, right?
It'll be in your pores. Somebody wrote in and said they had to break up with somebody because they were taking garlic supplements. And that's something that'll start oozing from your pores if you take too much of it. Like, yeah, you smell like garlic.
Rose, thank you for that call. We appreciate that. Sandra, what do you think? Should she stick with the guy? Break up? What are you suggesting?
Good morning. Oh, no, she needs to break up with him, but not because of the smell. She needs to let him go to find somebody else. Horse smell isn't like garlic smell or pig smell. Horse smell's not all that bad. And he needs to find himself a cowgirl who doesn't mind that smell at all.
Yeehaw.
It's going to bother her for a long time. It's not going to bother somebody else.
What do you think about her just going and helping with the horses, you know, as I suggested earlier? Go and be around the horses. Get that smell in your nose for good and bond a little bit.
I think that's an excellent suggestion. I don't know if it will change her mind, but I think that's a good way to start. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it would change her mind. Sandra, thank you for that
call.
Sandra. We appreciate
that. How sweet.
Here's Alex. Alex, what are you going to tell Mary?
Break up with him. Yeah, scent is something that you just can't ignore for a long time, and that's eventually going to come out. So you don't want it to be like coming out in a fight later on, or, hey, you're sitting at the dinner table one day and you just snap and you're just like, I hate this.
You stink. You know where I feel like it would be the most difficult is if you were out with friends and you're out to dinner sitting down at Chili's or something and everyone's like, what's that smell? And it's like, oh, it's my boyfriend.
She's taking her thumb and just kind of pointing
towards him. It's my boyfriend. He was riding horses all day.
It's man of war over here.
That's when it would be embarrassing, I think, is when you're
I'm sitting here. I'm going out with Seabiscuit.
With Woody from Toy Story here. Yeah.
Here's Christine. Christine, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What do you think?
I think she needs to stick it out.
Really?
She needs to get involved. Like Jeremy said, get involved with the horses. I come home from work. The whole Subway thing. I smell of bread and cold cuts. My husband can smell it. I can't smell it because he's not around it. But I'm told even when I go to the bank, they'll tell me your money smells like bread.
The bread smells like bread. I like it.
I'm just looking for a woman that smells like cold cuts.
Now it's going to make me think, like, if you were... It could almost be a poll question for the Mindbender Club. If you got to be in a relationship with someone and they have a particular scent, what do you want them to smell like?
French fries or, like, I mean, gosh, if you work at, like, one of those Yankee Candle stores, that's got to be a pretty good scent when you come home.
I don't know, because then it's all mishmashed together and it's a collective smell.
Yeah, but it's good at least. It's not grease.
Time for one more. Jessica, what do you think? What's your advice to Mary?
Honestly, I think she should stay with him. I grew up on a farm. I love horses. I love the smell of them. Honestly, like I could.
Yeah, but that's you. That's not her.
She says the smell doesn't sit
right
with
her. You
need
to get with this guy.
So you're projecting your likes onto. What if you were with a guy who smelled like something you didn't like?
I would get used to it, honestly, maybe.
Like, what if he was a dog washer and he's washing dogs all day and he came home smelling like wet, nasty dog, you know?
That would be okay. The only thing would be a beet farm. Can't do beets.
A beet farm? Who are you dating? Dwight Schrute?
Jessica, thank you for the call. We appreciate you
being
on the show. Well, there you go. I know, Mary, you are listening. So that's the advice from our listeners. It seemed relatively split.
It was pretty split, and it's pretty split on all the texts coming in, too. So I don't know what to tell you. tough it out a little bit longer. Maybe you'll get used to the stink. I mean, start with how he was. What does he have? A lot of money, and he's sexy, and he's a cowboy, and he's tall, and he's helping people with horses. Look at the positives.
Nicole from Roar says, I dated a guy who worked at a movie theater. He always smelled of popcorn, and it was overwhelming. She said, we did end it pretty quick. So.
That's funny. That is funny.